So are you pretty busy there? How are things going for you, you know, sales-wise?
I've been going probably for 16 days so far, and I've already exceeded what I planned or thought I would get there.
Excellent. A little over 2 weeks, and you're making a living. That's great.
Yeah.
Today we're talking with Nathan O'Brien from Nova Scotia. He just got a hot dog cart business going up there and was kind enough to send me an email and some pictures. And I thought I'd give Nathan a call and see how things are going for him. So what got you interested in getting into the hot dog cart business?
How's it going, Steve? I guess I originally got interested in it back when I was living in New York City. I was down there for a little stint at a film school.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, every street corner down there has either a hot dog cart or a street meat cart or nuts,
right.
You know. So I basically lived off it for the time I was there, right? It was great. Just every corner, everywhere you go, there's a cart, right?
Right.
So I thought coming back to Halifax would be a cool thing. Like, I love the city. I love New York. I love Halifax. I thought it'd be a cool idea to bring back here.
Yeah. So you ended up at Rona. Is that kind of like a Home Depot or Lowe's kind of store?
Yeah, it's like a Home Depot. It's a Lowe's. Up here in Canada, I'm not sure. I don't think we have it in the States, but we have a Kent, and they're pretty big up here too.
Uh-huh.
Kent, Lowe's, Home Depot, and they're all pretty similar.
So you must have that's a great place for foot traffic. Obviously, those places are busy 24/7 all year round.
Yeah, and that's what I was looking for—a place definitely with foot traffic. Where this is located, where this is located is a little off the. Like if the traffic I'm getting is basically people going and coming from Rona, like nobody else will be passing by just to the location. But with the traffic they get and the staff that they have there, it's a pretty large store.
Yeah.
It sustains you through the week, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's cool. Your cart, looks like you got a cart from Willis Built. Is that where you got your cart?
Yeah, Willis Built Manufacturing. They're located out of Oshawa, Ontario.
Okay.
And
I recognize the blue propane basket on them. That's kind of their trademark.
Yeah, I like that. It was a little different rather than just all stainless steel.
Well, how do you like the cart?
It's great. It's working out fine for me. Like, it's actually one of the better ones I've seen for the price I got it for.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them don't come with a built-in barbecue like Willis offered.
Right.
So as soon as I saw that, I was actually planning on getting another one up until maybe a week before I was going to make the purchase. And then I saw them and I followed through with them because just the price and what they're offering seemed to be a much better deal.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I was looking at some of the pictures that you got on your blog. Looks like you got some interesting toppings on your hot dogs. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah. I want to thank my buddy David for those pictures. He came out on my opening day and took a bunch of snapshots for me on his nice camera. And yeah, I guess everyone has their opinion on what toppings should go on a dog. Definitely, you try to cater to what you can. But right now, I'm rocking probably 9 or 10 toppings.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from ketchup, mustard, hot sauce, to potato chips. And
yeah, I saw the crunched up potato chips on there. That's great.
Yeah, that's a thing that I actually stole from another local vendor.
Oh, yeah?
He had done it. He does it on our waterfront here in Halifax, and he's been doing it for years, and that's one of the things he's done is crushed up chips. And I did a little vote, I guess, between my friends and family to see what people would like on their dogs, and flavored all-dressed chips and regular chips came out on top. So
is that pretty popular? A lot of people go for that?
A lot of people look at it and are curious. They'll sort of chuckle and be like, oh, what's this, chips? And I'll explain to them, and they'll try it out, and yeah. No one complains. Everyone, especially the kids. The kids like it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They go, oh, we get potato chips and a hot dog.
There you go. It looks good to me. Yeah. I'd try it out.
No, it's great. It adds a little flavor and mostly get a crunch out of it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, cool.
Add a little crunch to your dog.
Yep. So are you pretty busy there? How are things going for you, you know, sales-wise?
I've been going probably for 16 days so far,
mm-hmm.
and I've already exceeded what I planned or thought I would get there.
Excellent.
Per week or per day, I'm doing better than I had planned.
That's great.
And if you do the so quick math, looking at my numbers so far, I'm definitely doing enough to sustain myself just by working the cart.
That's great. Especially, I mean, how long have you been doing it?
I've been working probably 16 days so far.
That's right. For a little over 2 weeks, and you're making a living. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's definitely nice when you can, you know, sustain yourself off your own job. And
yeah. So what plans do you have for the future with your business? And tell everybody what's the name of your business.
Oh, it's called Go Nuts. I guess I should explain where the word term Go Nuts came from.
Yes, N-U-T-Z.
What's that?
N-U-T-Z, right?
That's right, Nuts with a Z.
Yeah.
I originally, when I came back from New York, I always wanted to start the a honey roasted peanut cart.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's big in New York as well. And I planned this whole thing basically around peanuts at first.
Okay.
I was going to do honey roasted peanuts, honey roasted cashews. But as I got deeper into it and started to deal with the logistics, I guess, the city had a problem with peanuts as well as insurance issues had a problem with peanuts. So I sort of converted the whole thing over to a hot dog cart, which is great in itself anyway. So
yeah.
So I originally was going to call it Go Nuts for, like, you know, on-the-go food, you know, nuts. But I changed it, but I stuck with the name anyway because I wanted to keep the meaning that I had behind it as well, which is sort of like Go Nuts for whatever your passion is, you know, if you want to do a hot dog cart.
I love that. That is cool.
Yeah. Go Nuts for the hot dog cart, right?
Yep.
So, and I'm going to start using that in different – if I start doing events, it'll be like Go Nuts for Rona or Go Nuts for – yeah, this or that, wherever I set up. So it's sort of something I can transfer to wherever I'm at.
Yeah, that's smart. I love that.
Yeah.
Very good. So
yeah, so I guess my future plans, like, it gets back to you.
Yeah.
I want to keep the Rona spot and just keep working that for the summer and see how everything goes. And then possibly look into getting a spot with much more traffic, like down in our downtown core, maybe for next year.
Okay. Are you going to, you'll add a second cart and keep the one at Rona and expand that way? Or?
Originally what I'm thinking is maybe work myself downtown and keep the spot at Rona for weekends, because that's definitely when I do the best.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, so maybe if I can even, I know people say it's always tougher with another person, but if I can get another person maybe to operate a weekend cart,
mm-hmm.
And then I could just do my downtown cart. That's sort of what I'm thinking right now, but I want to see how the Rona plan goes.
All right, very good. Any hints or tips or tricks that you want to share with anybody that's just getting started?
Well, I guess I'm just getting started, too, so I'm always looking for tips.
Sounds like you're off to a good one, so you're qualified.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to chat up. I think chatting it up with your customers is great, because especially the staff, if you're at a staff place,
mm-hmm.
Keeping friendly relationships. I mean, they're all good people, and keeping a friendly relationship with the staff keeps them coming outside, whether I have them coming out just to talk, you know, and just be really, really pleasant with them and everything. And mm-hmm. for that, most people that who start a car, they're pretty pleasant people.
It's a special, certain personality type that gets interested in this business anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about persistence? Because I know that you went through a couple of months there where you were looking for spots. I know you tried Walmart, and they had a contract with McDonald's. And just speak a little bit to persistence and what it takes to overcome some of those hurdles.
Yeah, you definitely got to be persistent. Like back when you're planning it, it's no problem just to sort of each evening do up some spreadsheets or look on the website. But once you start getting into the footwork and you start getting turned down, you just got to keep going. Every day, you just got to keep sending out emails, keep returning phone calls, keep going out to this store. Just got to keep trying, because, I mean, they're going to say no, and if they say no, it doesn't matter. You just keep moving on to the next one until eventually someone's going to say yes. And when I was speaking with a guy who was going to build a card for me, I told him, you know, I can't buy it yet because I'm still having trouble looking for a spot. And he had said to me in an email, all he said back was, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. So
yep.
Keep it up.
That's right. That's
so
right.
That just kept me going. You know, if it was easy, everyone would be running a hot dog cart because it's
yeah.
great. It's a good business, right?
It's fun, isn't it?
So it's great. You know, you work 4 or 5 hours a day. You're outside. You actually make your own hours. So
mm-hmm.
it's
yeah.
nice. And,
yeah. All right. Well, I just want to thank you for getting in touch with me in the first place, and we're going to put your pictures up on the blog if you don't mind, so people can check you out.
Yeah, I'll send you along some. I'll send along the whole catalog that he did for me, and you
okay.
can pick whatever you want. There's some nice ones there, and yeah, I mean, I always check out the website hotdogcartnews.com too. That's a great site to keep everyone in touch.
Yeah, thanks. I have a lot of fun
yeah.
doing it.
Yeah, it looks like I'd watched your video there the other day, the block party. That looked
yeah.
like a good title.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
All right, Nathan. Well, again, thanks, and definitely keep in touch. Keep me posted on how you're doing, and maybe we'll get back together down the road a little bit and check in for an update on you. How's that sound?
Yeah, definitely. I'll keep you informed, and I'll keep on posting on the site. And
okay. I appreciate that.
It's a great site to get everyone in touch, so it's
yeah.
always good to have other,
yeah, we're trying,
other people.
We're trying to build a community there, because the hot dog cart guys, you know, it's kind of a lone wolf job sometimes.
Yeah.
It's you know, people don't really want to share secrets with the guy, especially if they're in the same city as them, so this is a good forum for, you know, we're not going to be competing with each other, so we can kind of share.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. All right.
I'm looking
like
to expand, so.
All right. First Canada, then the world, right?
There you go.
Okay, Nathan. All right, take care and go nuts.
That's right. You have a good day.
Okay.
Later.